T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe this morning, including a very funny story about a couple who met at Dunks and then got married at Dunks. If you missed the story yesterday of me being kidnapped as a child, we'll replay that. I had a chance to do an interview with Ava Max. She had a huge hit with Sweet But Psycho, and then her new song, Kings and Queens, is really good too. So that's a part of our Carson and Kennedy Talk with Famous People, thanks to our Bella Insurance. And then producer Dan's girlfriend, Brittany, comes on the show. She's generous. We're skeptical. You decide. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing.
Nah.
Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
An annual study found the average American's credit score actually went up 6 points this year, possibly because you used some of your bailout money to pay down your debt.
No.
The stimulus check, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I definitely saved more because you're not going out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But my
credit score did go up, but I didn't save a dime.
That's actually impressive to not leave the house and still not save any money.
Well,
you had to work at
your
that.
Amazon Prime must have been wild.
No, it was, to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I gave away so much money.
Yeah.
I gave away so much. And I don't want to say I gave it away, but to charities, to people,
sure.
You know, buying small business goods. Like, yeah, I did a lot of that. A lot.
That's scary. A guy in the UK is raising money for charity by drawing bad pictures of people's pets.
That's
now?
Amazing.
Okay, speaking of it, what?
Here you
what's
go.
His...
You need that.
Stop.
Asking for a friend.
That.
Stop. He says he's not much of an artist, but people like a goofy drawing he did of his dog, and now he's got a backlog of 1,000 requests. Instead of paying him, he asks people to donate to help end homelessness, and he's raised $28,000 thus
Get
far.
Get out.
Here's the sweetest wedding we've seen this year. 2 weeks ago, a couple in Oklahoma got married in the same Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru where they first met.
Such a good story.
John Thompson was a regular in 2015, and he hit it off with a woman who worked there named Sugar Good. Yes, that's her real name, Sugar Good. But she's Sugar Thompson now. For the wedding, he pulled around in his truck. He waited in line like normal. Placed his usual order, and they exchanged vows right at the drive-thru.
It's so cute.
It's Aww. Remarkable. I love it so much.
He got extra cream and extra sugar,
hey,
but I'll be
go.
Here all week, folks. Try the veal.
I like a large regular and your finger.
Your phone number.
With this Dunkin' Iced, we do be wed.
Half the people say they've done a great job following coronavirus rules, like wearing masks and social distancing, but other people in their community haven't, according to a new survey. 18% of people admit there's been a recent situation where they should have worn a mask or socially distanced, but they didn't. Listen, it's wearing down on us. It's tough, right? We're hitting fall. We're hitting probably the second wave, and it's tough. It's like eight months in, and we're all like, okay, Remember when they said 2 weeks and we'll be fine?
I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. I was just like, remember when we were like, oh, we'll go on August vacation. Totally we will.
I thought by Memorial Day. I said no problem
we
whatsoever.
We were complaining. We're like, we might have to do this till Memorial Day? And now, like, well, hey,
bamboozled.
Stupid.
No, I saw another story that's offices now are shutting it down until August of next year. It won't even open up in January.
Yep.
Good news for rich people. They are apparently buying up all the waterfront homes just for a place to park their yachts in Florida. That's because boat sales have surged during the pandemic. So there's a shortage of slips, and it's clearly a problem.
There's a shortage of slips. Yes. I was trying to pull in and get my champagne spritzer.
There's nothing I love more than that voice.
Rich Kennedy is interesting.
Yes, thank you.
I'm a man when I'm rich, however, because only white men can be rich.
You must destroy the patriarchy, yes.
I am the patriarchy. Shut your mouth.
What do we have for some good Vibe Tribe audio?
Okay, this is kind of just a mom playing a great joke on her son who's trying to prank her. So the son found a way to make it sound like he was calling from prison.
Oh my God.
You know, the collect calls.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw this.
And
this
what
is great.
Mom says is perfection.
Hello.
Hello. This is a collect call from the Broward County Jail for inmate Jakari Lucas. Say yes to accept this call.
Yes.
Hello.
Call your daddy.
And that's it.
He thought he was being funny.
That's amazing.
Somebody posted the TikTok video.
Hello.
Hello. This is a collect call from the Broward County Jail for inmate Jakari Lucas. Say yes to accept this call.
Yes.
Hello.
Call your daddy.
Boom.
By the way, we got a text from the 978. Yes. I met my longtime girlfriend at Dunk's.
I love it.
She was a barista for a year before I made my move. What a brilliant idea. Ooh.
If you do this, you let us know.
Long time, first time.
Who knew it goes down at Dunkin's?
It always goes down at the Dunkin's.
Bouquet of munchkins. Don't you think she should carry that? I would. And then you can eat it when it's done.
I want a honey dip ring on my finger. That's what I want. 100%.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. All right, guys, so we're going to talk Dancing with the Stars. So, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. Last night was Villains Night. So, everybody dressed up as villains from their favorite movies.
Spooky.
So, I'm just going to give you the highlights. Something kind of scary happened with AJ McLean and Cheryl Burke. They were dancing a tango to Psycho, but it's what they showed before what happened while they were rehearsing. She fell and bumped her head pretty badly.
Oh, is that the setup? Sorry, I was listening to the story.
That's okay.
Cheryl and I were practicing during stage rehearsal, and it did not go well.
Are you okay? You have any ringing?
It happened so fast, I just heard her head hit the floor.
If you get dizzy, it's not going to be good.
I'm actually doing okay, you know? I go in and out a little bit. I think I hurt my rotator cuff actually more than my neck. Wow. But, you know, I'm hard-headed, thank God, right?
So, yes.
So we're good.
She's a freaking trooper, man.
Guys, dancing is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're telling me. I hurt myself at weddings all the time.
This is true.
Pitbull to tea every time, Dan, right?
But the big winner of the night was Neve Schulman. They got the first perfect score of the season. So it was down to send somebody home. Mm. So again, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. Monica and Val were sent home. So we are down to the top nine. We'll find out what happens next week.
I just can't believe Neve Schulman is the greatest dancer in the history
of
dancers.
I'm telling you, he's really good. He came out of nowhere. I really thought Johnny Weir was going to be top. Mm-hmm. But he's still like in the top, you know, but they're all getting like 27s and 26s, everybody. So, but he just has like an air about him. That's
love
just so
him.
Lovely to watch.
So is that Monica, remind me again, is that Monica, like the singer Monica? Or is it just some other celebrity named Monica?
Hold on.
I don't remember.
Monica Geller.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it.
That's all right. It's not important.
I just can't believe this is the first time we've talked about Dancing with the Stars since Carole Baskin left.
No, I talk about it every week. Monica is the woman from Cheer. She's the coach.
I forgot she was on it.
She's not. Spoiler alert.
I forgot she was on it.
I know, because she was really kind of in the background. She never stood out.
Right.
I guess. So Cardi B posted a photo of her closet on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and in it were many, many Hermes bags.
Now, yes.
Birkin bags, to be specific. And those are just really super duper expensive, hard to get bags that...
Yes.
What's special about them?
They cost $30,000.
But they
cost between $12,000 and $200,000. They're very limited. So they'll make two. And like, for example, there's one that Beyonce has one and Rihanna has the other. They only made two, period.
Okay, yes. But they just hold stuff like other bags.
They just hold stuff, Dan. But I have known women who like send, seriously, the things that people will do to get one of these bags. Anywho.
The exclusivity, Dan, is what makes it more valuable.
So a person who calls themselves Celestial Thug said, I'm sorry, I don't care if this has come off as anti-black, but it is what it is. Birkins have literally lost their value. The City Girls and Cardi have all y'all convinced that these Birkin bags are easy to get. There's a certain number of Birkins that are made a year. There are billionaires who are spending months and years on a waiting list just to get one. They're supposed to be exclusive, and you're supposed to be big in the fashion world and have relationships with these people to get one. So a little rap duo from Miami who can't even land a Vogue cover, number one, do not have authentic Birkin bags. So basically suggesting that because you're not a rich white person,
so is that person a white person saying all that?
I have no idea. I've tried to dig into this. There is no one called Celestial Thug. It doesn't come up. It's other people.
How do you know it's a white person then?
I don't.
Oh, I thought you just said it was a white person shaming.
No, I 100% believe that's a white person. She said, I'm sorry if it comes off as anti-black.
She's saying,
maybe she's a black person saying it's come on.
I don't want to fight with you about this, but I just...
Well, you don't know if the person's
white she's,
or
but
not.
She's saying...
It's racist.
She's
it's
devaluing.
Absolutely racist.
She's devaluing the bag right. Because they're black rappers. It's not rich white billionaires
buying
the bags.
And in the last
sentence,
she says, I'm sorry, it's not an authentic Birkin bag if you're not a person who's on Vogue. So basically, yeah. you're buying a cheap one. Anyway, so this is what Cardi B said back.
Why is it that y'all asking female rappers if they could get a bag from the Hermes store? Y'all don't do these to these white celebrities. So why is it that y'all gotta be asking us?
She went on to say, if you're a regular girl, you don't have to break your neck to get a Birkin. It doesn't make you. Don't ever feel like you have to compare yourself. Don't compare yourself to anybody on the internet. The internet is fake.
It was such
a bad
video.
So that happened. And the glorious nation of Kazakhstan has never been particularly thrilled about the whole Borat thing,
sure.
As you can imagine, because it makes them look like a third world hellscape.
Right.
However, now they're...
That's a great word, Kennedy. Third world hellscape.
Now they're actually... It wasn't mine. Now they're actually leaning into it. They're using his catchphrase in tourism ads.
That's actually very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
They say in COVID times when tourism spending is on hold, it was good to see the country mentioned in the media. Not in the nicest way, but it's good to be out there.
That's so awesome.
They say the real Kazakhstan is a beautiful country with a modern, proud society, the opposite of Borat's version. So that.
Anybody know where Kazakhstan is?
Yeah.
Where?
What do you mean, where? Would you like me to show it to you on a map?
No, no. I don't want you to look it up. I just want
somewhere
you to
somewhere near Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan.
Central Asia, Dan.
That's where it is?
Yep.
Mm. Kazakhstan, you can get this.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, the American Music Awards nominations happened yesterday, and Britney's dad is now speaking out about the conservatorship.
Oh, juicy, Kennedy. Juicy. All right, Annie has your exigent traffic. How are the roads out there?
I was looking up Kazakhstan on a map. I really wanted to know exactly where it was, but I'll do that afterwards.
I was looking at the tourism board because I'm like, I have a lot of vacation.
We should go.
I don't think I could get in.
Dang it.
Or then get back out.
Well, once you get there, you
hard.
Might not
it's
want to leave.
Coming back to the United States, that might be hard later.
Yeah, they might. You might not want to leave. Yeah, you're right about that, too.
Kazakhstan has her now.
Right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1. I woke up, gun kind of crazy. She's poison
but tasty. And people say, run, don't. This was a worldwide smash. I saw the streaming numbers on Sweet But Psycho from Ava Max.
Yes.
It's like billions.
Oh, yeah.
Billions of streams. And this is her new song called Kings and Queens off her new album called Heaven and Hell. Had a chance to do a Zoom video chat with her, a part of Carson and Kennedy's Talk with Famous People. A big thank you to Arbella Insurance. I think you two would have really hit it off, Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
She talks a lot about her mental health in this interview.
She's been very outspoken, yes.
She loves to read. She thinks it's important to our brain.
100%.
She's a huge Mariah Carey fan.
Oh, come on.
I mean, a woman after your own heart.
We are best friends already.
Yeah, she has a Christmas song that she's releasing as well called Christmas With You. It has a little Mariah vibe. Now, we ended up doing about 15 minutes of an interview. We're not going to play all of that right now. That is in a video that will go up after the show this morning. But I'm going to play you about 5 minutes of this interview.
Okay.
And it just starts first with like the grind. She has been out competing and performing and singing since she was probably about 9 years old. Again, this is Ava Max.
Hi. Hi, Ava. What everybody doesn't know right now is we have started this conversation about a minute ago. And all of the guys that were setting up the interview, do you want to explain to what you walked into during the Zoom?
I walked into the cutest golden doodle multi-poo party. Everyone had a freaking multi-poo golden doodle.
Three grown men in their little multi-poo golden doodle poos.
Multi-poo poos.
Well, first of all, it is nice to meet you. I don't believe we've ever met before, so I'm excited to get to talk to you finally.
You too. I love your name with a K instead of a C. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. And reading about you and going back to your youth, you just had a plan. And it didn't matter what anybody else said or did, that you started very young. You were going to auditions and competitions. And why do you think you're like that? Where does that drive come from?
Definitely my parents. My parents. It comes from my parents. They came to the States with no money. They didn't know the language and they just like fought really hard for what they wanted and they saved a lot of money and they just, I mean, I remember going to the grocery store and they weren't even buying chips. They were just like saving all their money. And I'd be like in shock. Like they had so much determination and will. And I definitely couldn't do what they did with, they had a 7-year-old son, my brother, and me. And it was just like, I don't know how they did it. So seeing that, and then my dad, when I told him what I wanted to be, I'm like, I want to be a singer. I was like 8 years old. He's like, okay, well, if you can handle, he said, the competition and all that. And then I'm like, that's like one of the first things he told me. He's like, let's do these competitions and see if you can handle it and see if you're strong enough to do that. And so I won, I started winning them and I was like, see, dad, you know, so he was like, okay. And so they started supporting me. And also like, I love singing with my mom. My mom sang opera around the house. And I think I somehow got her voice in a different way, but like we sound a lot alike. So I don't know if it's genetic, but it runs in the family.
Which led into another part of the conversation, Kennedy, about mental health, because in reading so much about her, she's like going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and now here we are in a pandemic and you pretty much have to stop.
Right.
Like, how is that affecting you? Like it's affecting everybody else.
I've had to deal with anxiety because, you know, I'm used to going, like you said, 100 miles per hour. And so the pandemic has been really hard on me. It's been tough to just relax, like, oh, I should do nothing right now. But it's like, I can't. So I'm basically like, I'm always going for a drive. I'm always going walking outside. I'm always doing something to stay active so I can at least be tired to sleep at night.
Right.
Because I feel like if I'm not tired at night, I will stay up to like 5 a.m. I'm like that.
During the pandemic, I've seen on the news, they talked about, you know, there are websites out there that have tools for people that are, you know, having a tough time with their mental health. And they say this year, the hits are up like almost 1,000%, but people are just looking for different ways to cope.
It's been wild. I mean, obviously I love spending time with my family. That's been great. Cause when I was on tour, I was like, I just want to spend time with my mom, like her dad, you know, like, so it's nice to see them a lot.
Right.
And but it sometimes feels like the walls are closing in, you know, on me. And I feel like everyone feels like that. It's important. I think reading is super important. I think it, you know, just like the body, we need to exercise our minds, you know? And I think people forget that literally reading is to exercise your mind. It's like an exercise. So I think that crossword puzzle is like, I'm trying to do more of that because I think if we make our brain stronger, we'll be happier. And I really believe that.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy talking with Ava Max. 26 years old. She's already had a huge number one song, and I think another one headed that way.
100%.
With Kings and Queens.
Yes.
And so, again, we did about 15 minutes. This is only just a little piece of it. We'll put the rest of it online. I want to play for you one more clip. And first time I've met this woman, so let's talk politics.
Why would you do that?
I know we've just met and we probably shouldn't discuss politics, but obviously what's happening in the world right now, there's a lot of, I think, energy.
Energy. Yeah.
I think it's energy. And I think, you know, obviously there's some animosity and there's a lot of people on both sides. But I also just love seeing the numbers of people that are getting out there and voting. How important is that to you?
It's so important. And again, as my parents, they were immigrants and now they're American citizens. So they're very, very proud to vote, you know? So they always encourage me to vote. And so like I, you know, my dad is like, he's proud, you know, to be an American citizen, even though he's originally Albanian too. He's always like, you know, go out and vote. So ever since I was younger, I would hear that. It's our duty as an American. We have a voice, you know, we can write, we can put what we want. Isn't that amazing? If you think about it, we get to decide. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Did your dad already early vote? Did he like send you the picture with the sticker or anything? Has he done that yet?
We're going together. Yeah, we're going to go together. And yeah. Managers and I are going to go together. We're going to go like all together.
I love that. We do that. My wife and I, we have a 9-year-old son. And every time we go, we take the selfie, we give him the sticker. You know, we want him to the same thing. We want him to understand how important it is. All right. Well, heaven and hell. We are so excited. Kings and queens. It is wonderful to meet you, and I know we're going to have you in Boston soon for a show as soon as that happens, and we'll get to talk again.
Thank you. I cannot wait. I love Boston. I want to be in the snow right now. It's too hot in LA.
Oh, hush your mouth. No snow.
No. I love
trying to enjoy fall. Let me enjoy my fall. All right. Well, thank you, Ava. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
There she is, Ava Max Kennedy.
I was with her until the end there. Same. It's too hot in LA. Shush.
Out here wishing for snow in Southern California. Miss me with that, Ava.
All right, a big thank you to Arbella Insurance here for New England, here for good. We actually have an Arbella Insurance fan question that I asked. That'll be in the video that we post online. The question is, what is your biggest fear?
Ava
Max answers this question. I think it's something that a lot of us are fearful of. And it has to do with claustrophobia, Kennedy.
Okay.
So just look for that video a little bit later on this afternoon.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. And again, a big thank you to Ava Max in our Carson and Kennedy Talk with Famous People series. Her song, Kings and Queens. Her album is Heaven and Hell. There's a Christmas song out there. She said they're going to shoot a video for it. She loves Mariah Carey. She loves to read.
Yes.
She loves puppies. It was
She's
a funny
Kennedy.
Yeah, no, she really is. It was like talking to Kennedy. It was kind of funny. And she had that laugh too. She laughed so loudly at one point that it startled my puppy, and my puppy started barking.
That's hysterical.
So I had to like pick him up, and it was great. So you can see that video. We'll put that up on social media and at mix1041.com a little bit later on today.
Nice.
It'll also go up in the podcast, which you can get at radio.com, the iTunes podcasting app. Let's get to the Dirty on the 30.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Big Y World Class Market. So the nominees for the 2020 American Music Awards were announced yesterday. The Weeknd and Roddy Ricch leads this year's pack with 8 nods, followed by Megan Thee Stallion with 5.
I was trying to explain it.
The box.
I have no idea.
So the story is he went into the studio and he said to the engineer, he's like, I want you to record me doing this sound. And he went, and then the recording engineer worked with him. They came up with a beat, and that is where the song came from. It is him making that sound.
And now he has 8 American Music Award nominations. Other artists receiving multiple nods include Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Doja Cat, Bad Bunny, and DaBaby, who each have 4. They will air November 22nd on ABC. Let me give you a few of the list of nominees. Artist of the Year, Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Roddy Ricch, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd.
Okay.
Mm. New Artist of the Year,
oh.
Louis Capaldi, Doja Cat, DaBaby, Lil Baby, Roddy Ricch, and Megan Thee Stallion. Mm.
If you don't give it to Louis Capaldi, we're going to have some words.
Yes.
And Collabo of the Year, WAP with Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yep.
Rockstar, Da Baby featuring Roddy Ricch, Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber, 10,000 Hours, Lady Gaga, Ariana, Rain on Me, and Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce, Savage Remix.
Oh, wow, that's a good category.
That's tough.
That's
I said that's the
one like three different times in my head.
Same. You...
Run through those again one more time.
For the collabo?
Yeah.
Okay, so WAP.
Yep. Yeah.
Rockstar.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
10,000 Hours. Mm-hmm. Rain on Me. Savage Remix.
Wow, all of them should win. It should be a five-way tie.
Savage was
If we
one,
can split the CMT
one.
Entertainer of the Year, we can split
that five
the collabo of the year five ways. Everybody gets a fifth.
It's like when Lindsay Lohan wins at the end of Mean Girls and she goes, it's just plastic. And she breaks part of the crown and throws it
everybody
to everybody. That's what
crown.
They're going to do.
Everybody gets a fifth.
So,
love Jameson.
Let's talk Britney Spears a little bit. You might remember earlier this month at the conservatorship hearing, her lawyer, Sam Ingham, argued on her behalf, comparing her to a comatose patient.
Right.
Basically saying, I can speak for her. The
yes.
idea was that he was saying she doesn't want to perform anymore.
Yes.
And the dad, Jamie, was saying, I don't know that that's true because I haven't heard it from her. And the
right.
judge was like, I haven't heard it from her. And he's like, well, she told me, so I should be able to tell you.
Yes.
So that Jamie is now speaking out, her father saying she is not stripped of all of her rights. She can still vote and argues that she's testified herself many times before. He is insisting that the lawyer shouldn't be allowed to be Britney's exclusive voice and that she should personally share her opinions about working.
Hmm.
If she wants to tell her lawyer what to do, let it be.
Right.
Or do we think that the lawyer doesn't have her best interest at her?
No, I think
the lawyer hired by bad people.
I don't even know.
I don't think the lawyer has... like a bad interest at heart. I think he's probably trying to help her, but I think he's trying to say she's not capable necessarily of making her own decisions. The comatose thing, saying, you know, maybe...
I understand where he was going with it, but it just... the optics were bad.
Yeah,
all of the posts just said Britney is compared to being in a coma.
We'll never know if she doesn't speak.
That's like, true,
you need
too.
More than to dance on Instagram sometimes. It's true. It's life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did. She told me the five things to being to the beach.
And that was kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. Brittany, I love you. I just want you to be healthy and happy.
She got me, though. I did watch that video. I was like, oh, you're right. Sunscreen.
Hat. Towel.
Hat. Towel.
I can't watch them anymore.
It's late October.
Was it a good book? Was that one of them?
I can't remember what number five was. Yeah. And in this world that is a gigantic dumpster fire, we need something good.
Yes.
And that is The Rock. He is the wholesomeness that we need in this earth. Why, you ask?
Why,
Kennedy?
Why?
Because his mother just had her birthday. And before I play you the audio of the sweet, sweet Rock and his beautiful, sweet daughter singing, I'd like to tell you what he said to her on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful birthday weekend as we all celebrated my mom's big day. We go down this unpredictable road of life and we never know what's around the corner. So we do our best to treat every day for what it is. A true blessing. And no one epitomizes that philosophy more than my mom. She's a survivor, so every single day she lives life to the fullest and is a shining beacon of love, joy, and kindness. Now I give to you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Grammy. Don't blow out the candles yet. Happy birthday to you. Last Grammy.
And the best part is that Jazzy, his oldest, blew out all the candles before Grandma could even touch
them. Of course.
So.
That's Maui from Moana personally singing you happy birthday.
That is pretty cool.
Big deal.
Did you see the video that went viral of the little girl who blew out the birthday candles before?
Yeah, she's the most hated person on the internet.
And then that girl snatched her.
Yeah, she said, bang.
It's not okay.
And
she was not okay with that.
No.
They were like two little five-year-old girls.
Yeah, and she gave her the business. Bang, bang.
This only happens once a year, Carson. You only get one shot, and she took her wish. Come on.
Do you remember the before times when we were just gathering large groups of people and spit all over birthday cake and blow it out?
Sure, sure.
Oh, yeah. Man, those were wild times.
Share forks and knives and plates and stick our finger in it. And
you would just leave it in the kitchen in the office, and then people would like put their fingers in it, but you'd still cut yourself a piece the next morning, even though the outsides were a little crusty, but the inside was fine.
2019, that was so long ago.
I used to eat so much food from the day before in that break room.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 1041.
We have producer Dan's girlfriend standing by on the hotline. We're going to get her on the air here in just a moment. We want to know, do you think she got hustled or nah? 617-931-1234.
I feel like we have just put our patina all over this.
I know.
Before
I know.
She even got on to talk about it.
You're framing it before she can describe
it. I know it. I know it. And I hate that. I hate that we think like that, Dan. And we know Brittany is not like that. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning.
So tell everybody what amazing and wonderful thing you did and how it all came to be.
Okay. So certainly not amazing and wonderful, but basically I got a text message from a number I didn't recognize, and it was just two pictures of what looked like car stuff. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm looking at. So I texted back and I was just being goofy, and I was like, I don't know who this is or what I'm looking at, but I hope it's cool. And he's like, oh, dang, you're right. Wrong number. So I have a 508 number, and he texted from a 509 number. So I'm like, oh, he got one number wrong and texted to the wrong person. I'm like, oh, no problem. I hope this is good news for whoever it's meant for. And he said, kind of. My car battery died, so I'm trying to figure out what I need to get. Hope you have a great day or something like that. And, like, that was kind of the end of the conversation. And over the summer, I had some car issues and had to put out some money for that. And there was a time in my life where having to buy a car battery would absolutely financially devastate me. So I asked him for his Venmo because, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones who gets to keep her job and I'm doing well. And like, you know what? Let's see if I can just throw a couple bucks at him and make his life a little bit easier. So he was like, that is so unnecessary. And then he gave me his Venmo, and I threw him some money. And he was like, thank you so much. That was so unnecessary. Just really grateful. And that was the end of the conversation. So I took a screenshot of it and I put it on my Instagram story to see if I could get other people to just randomly send him money. Like, how cool would it be if he just like had a Venmo full to pay for his battery and just like have some extra fun money? So a bunch of my friends Venmoed him a couple bucks, and he posted in one of the Venmo. He's like, I am so overwhelmed and so confused to why this is happening, but I'm so grateful to wake up to this much generosity. And that was it. And that was the end of the conversation. So I told Dan about it. And
then we wrecked
now
it.
We're here.
Yeah. I came in so excited and proud of her because she's a darling little angel human. She I was is. Like, I got the best story for the Good Vibe Tribe. And I tell it, and Carson and Kennedy both immediately go, oh, she got hustled.
Like, as soon as you got halfway through it. And maybe it's just because it happened to me so many times with the story about batteries. And it's never happened to me here.
Right.
It happened to me in Memphis almost weekly.
Right.
And so now to hear you tell the story, I'm like, I feel that you didn't get scammed. I feel that, you know, for him to respond and say, I'm overwhelmed and why is this happening, like, is a different thing to me.
Yeah, he doesn't seem dodgy to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was so grateful and so appreciative and was responding to other people's Venmos that I'm not a cynical person. I would never think that she would get hustled.
It never even occurred to me that she might have got hustled. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks when you guys came in.
You made my Grinch heart grow at least one size today. So
yeah, I saw the text messages too, but it was just hard. That battery out of gas thing has happened to me so many times. And I was like, oh my gosh, the internet has figured a way to not have to go out and sit in the parking lot of a grocery store to hustle you. And it's this person, oh, I accidentally text you one number off. It just seemed like such a coincidence that it wasn't a coincidence that it was a hustle.
Yeah, but how often would somebody reply with, let me Venmo you? Brittany is an angel. Most people wouldn't even do that. Most people would keep on moving.
But maybe people like this, like he's got a whole operation and he just texts out.
He sends it to a lot of people.
He just texts out and cast a wide net and you'll catch one fish.
Full disclosure, I have seen Brittany in Times Square and she's buying everybody's mixtape, even though she doesn't
My wife the same way, Dan.
Like, she's a mark in aspects of
that $20 mix CD, right, that's worth 84 cents.
Yeah.
You're a good person, Brittany. You're better than any one of us in this room.
617-931-1234. You can text us of whether or not you think producer Dan's girlfriend got hustled on the internet for this battery thing. From the 603, she took a chance and didn't get hustled. Also, I think she did a good thing and didn't get scammed. So I think
it's just us, Carson.
People want to believe, man.
It's
I do too. And once I heard the battery thing, I'm like, no.
So you think this guy just sends mass pictures of batteries out and then says, oh, wrong number to everybody, and hoping someone has a kind heart?
So I went to the Google machine and I typed in internet phone text scam. And there's a bunch of stories on there about similar stuff. I'm not saying that's what this is, but it.
So here's my thought. Even if it is a scam, let's say it is, I'm out $20. If someone has to go through that much effort to make $20, he needs it way more than I do.
An angel sent from
God, you are so good. You're just so good. And I'm just so sorry that I tainted this entire story with my awful experiences.
But I hate this guy for taking advantage of your kindness.
I don't
if he
believe
did.
She got hustled.
I don't think so either.
The guy answered every single Venmo.
From the 978, my heart hopes she didn't get hustled. Right? That's how we all feel, is we hope she didn't.
No, that's how you and I feel, Carson.
From the 339, even if it was a scam, Brittany chose to donate. Don't let K&K diminish
that's
that.
That's right. Yes. Don't listen to us garbage humans.
Don't let them dull your shine, girl.
Oh, we're not trying to dull your shine.
I hate how sweet I feel about this. I hate how quickly I went to a bad place.
We did, though, too. Kennedy and I immediately.
I didn't even finish the story.
No, yeah. I didn't. I was just like...
Not the battery scam, though.
The old battery scam.
All right. Brittany, thanks for coming on the show. You are a kind and wonderful human being.
We are not worthy of you.
You're way too good to me.
No. All right.
Bye, sweetie.
All right. Talk to you later.
Dan, I just love her so much.
Yeah, really. I'm trying to win that.
Thank you for sharing her with us. I just don't want to wreck her.
I almost didn't even want to ask her to come on because I didn't want to put it in her head that she might have been.
I know.
Trying to win that wedding pool too, Dan. So if you could speed that up a little bit, it'd be
great. Let's get the ball
rolling. Someone texted in, Dan, she's a keeper, but don't let her know how much money you have. Way less than her is fine.
Carson and Kennedy, the Boston morning show that actually lives in Boston. What a concept.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.